So we left off. So we had that beautiful interlude, and I think it is important because we're going to start talking about some very heavy and sad ideas, and that, you know, wherever sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And the confraternity of Christian mothers is one aspect of our Lord's providence during these difficult times. So modernism, briefly summarized, yes, and we have plenty of shows on that for fuller discussion, is an attack on the fundamentals of the faith. So this book is going to be a contra to what I'm just describing here. So it's an attack on the fundamentals of the faith, the divinity of Christ, his humanity, God the Father's creator, you know, the 12 pillars in the Apostles' Creed. It's atheistic in nature. We can just, you know, it's rational thought only. It denies the possibility of divine revelation and objective truth. That's going into those modern philosophies that it's a subjective reality. Now you're inside your own mind and you really can't get outside of that.
Well, you know,
Contempt.
I'm just gonna, you know, just to go along with that, it is so very interesting how long it took for the, I guess, the seeds that were germinated in that modernist philosophy of the separation of an objective with a subjective reality, how long it actually took for that to trickle down to the lowest level, which is like to us, to the individual, right? And we're there now. Right, we can see it right now, particularly, and we've said this before, with this concept of defining who you are, regardless of what your external matter says about you, right? And it's going to become a very difficult world because, as we've said before, you need to have those concrete realities. The matter from which we are made, God gave to us so that we could know something about one another. But when we begin to deny that, this is where you really see, like, I think many people for a long time just didn't really much care about the heresy of modernism because it didn't really ever seem to impact anything. Excuse me. But now we're really seeing how impactful, in fact, it is with this insanity that is going on. Particularly among our younger generation, with the rise in this 55 genders, right?
That's right. And along with that, there's going to be a contempt for virtue and beauty.
Yes.
Man is so con instead of God, man is now the ultimate creature in the universe. And inevitably, it leads to self-worship, which you were pointing out, a rejection of self-restraint, an embracing of more relativism, and
Right.
loss of authentic reason. And that's
Right.
true. We
Boy,
see it in spades right now. Loss.
absolutely. I mean, and it's a confusion too, because you know, Satan is so very capable of mimicry, right? He always provides a very high level counterfeit that fools many, many people. I mean, the level with which a counterfeiter can make money right now, a high-level counterfeiter would fool you and I, we would never know. I mean, if we didn't have the tools to know, we would have no idea, or holding $100 bill or holding paper, right? Well, the same is true with these philosophies. And we really, John Paul said it best when he was in Denver, and he defined truth as the freedom to do what you ought. O-U-G-H-T, ought. But how close does ought and want sound even just to the human ear? So many people today have very easily substituted the freedom to do what you ought, which is true freedom, right? True conservatism, and the freedom to do what you want, which is a libertarianism or a libertinism or a licentiousness. And, you know, we're really going to suffer gravely from that heresy if we cannot begin to recognize how truly insidious that particular heresy was, right? Which is why I think maybe these prayer books that are written during that time, where you still have the maximum social and religious capital to insert into these prayers, right? Before they've really been watered down and neutered and truncated, for us to be able to really re-enter into the mind and the heart and the spiritual soul of a lived Christianity without that infection, it is actually going to be very, very important that we go back to these early documents.
It is, absolutely. Globalism, and that's where we are smack dab in the middle of, is a derivative of modernism. And it has, one of its tenets of many, has nothing to do with religion or the protection of religion. So it is atheistic. And it's at the root of policy emanating from various institutions around the world. One only needs to look at the Vatican and China, that China's, as reported, sends $2 billion a year to Rome, and Cardinal Zinn and Steve Mosher's thoughts on the matter, where they're both muted, their thoughts have been muted, or actually silent. Or the response we saw to the opening and closing ceremonies in Paris in the Summer Olympics of 2024. Globalism is the thing. And practical meditations or mother love, or Sarah's right, that where there was still a piety beating in the heart, even though it's after the revolution, it's still there. And it's rooted in an authentic faith, practical virtue, and no one is more practical than mothers, and the love of supernatural, which is God.
Right.
All right. So the last one was a little long. We'll have this one a little short, and we're going to pick up the text straight away. Till then, my friends, fide subratio.